1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Just a couple of lines sent to us in the funniest lines category, and we do accept them, phs@philhendryshow.com. This is one when we had the fake Brian Grant on the show, and I was pretending like I was Brian Grant. Of course, I wasn't. And Brian was talking to somebody, and he said, quote, Michael Jackson went into the plastic surgeon to get his eyeballs tightened. Michael Jackson went into the plastic surgeon to get his eyeballs tightened, and he came out looking like the Joker. And then there was one more. Oh, this was Margaret Gray talking about, well, she was talking about having augmentation surgery where you could, like, have a man's organ, you know, women could have that, you know, surgically attached. And she said that she was actually talking to Agnes Moorehead on her deathbed. Agnes Moorehead was a big supporter of this. And she said to Margaret, she said, do you know how empowering it would be to stagger out of a car the same way a man does on a Friday night, drunk as a skunk, and be able to go ahead and write your name in the dirt? And then she died. That's part of our big funniest lines little riff, man. If you'd like to send us one that you hear on the show, by all means, phs@philhendryshow.com. We still got the same line up there from last month, bud, that whole thing about your mom knows about slippery roads, you savvy. Can we get that down?
Yeah, let him know.
1-800-449-8686. So the big news that I got tonight, the big, big news from our house. As a matter of fact, during the show, my wife will email Mark, and then he passes on messages. And one of them was, we've got DSL at the house. We actually have high-speed internet. Now, to understand how significant this is, you have to go back in time with me to when we moved into this house. We moved into a house that I had no idea was going to be as challenging as it was. I know that it was a nice house, but it was so far away from everything that I literally, we were in the country. And I'm not more than like 3 miles from a supermarket. But just 3 miles, and we're inside of the Los Angeles County line. But we're living out in this canyon area that had no newspaper delivery, no mail service. You got to go down to the bottom of the road to get the mail. And what else? We didn't have cable, and we barely had phone service. Now, this came as a shock to me, because when they sell you a house now, and you know how it is with buying a home, it's definitely a seller's market, I guess now it is, although things are dipping a little bit. All over the country, I guess, it varies from place to place. Out on the West Coast, real estate is completely insane. It's completely insane. It's just mentally deranged, the money that they're getting for stuff. I mean, you guys, most of you guys are normal human beings. You live in a home that's normally priced. What do you figure? You know, a nice house in most of America? I mean, you're going to get a pretty good bang for your buck. Maybe 200 G's is going to buy you a lot of house. Not out here. It wouldn't get you a freaking taco shack. That barely pays for the tap water. 200 grand, you're living in a guy's garage. I mean, that's how sick it is. And these people with the, you know, you can go to these open houses and they just build a house and it's on a postage stamp of lot. In other words, the whole lot is house. And the whole house is like the Taj Mahal. Imagine the whole Taj Mahal sitting on a dirt lot in the middle of Canoga Park or something. So they buy these lots that are, I don't know how many thousand square feet, couldn't be more than maybe... The lot itself can't be more than maybe 4,000 square feet or something like that. They stick this whole house on it, and then the guy is standing there. That's right, we're going to get $3 million. $3 million for this? And that's before you get the upgrades, right? So in other words, you walk into the joint, and it's basically a big cement house, and it has all these neat rooms. Here is the teen room, and here is, of course, where the little study room, and here is your, oh, this is your Jack and Jill. You know what a Jack and Jill is? It's two bedrooms, and they have one bathroom. So it's the boy in one bedroom, the little girl in the other, and they share the same bathroom. Guess what? We got a Jack and Jill at our house, man. It ain't working out the way they said it would. This is the way the Jack and Jill's working out at our house. Come on! Get out of there, will ya? What's going on, Chris?
Well, she's in there taking a shower. It's taking forever, and I gotta take a dump.
All right, man. You want to just go ahead and take out an ad in the New York Times, too, while you're at it?
Come on!
You know, I mean, our house, we got four kids, so we got enough bathrooms. Man, we got out of the car. Say you go to dinner. Well, naturally, that means only one thing. You go to dinner, and by the time you get home, you got four kids that are running for the bathroom. And man, it's like World War III. I called it! Yeah, you called it, all right. Now, let me ask you something, man. How long are you going to be in there? Well, I'm going to... Yeah, like 3 hours later. Go in there with reading material. Meanwhile, there's a whole line outside the thing. And then they got to the age where now everybody's a pervert. Now everyone's a pervert. She's looking at me. Oh, come on, man. You guys use the same bathroom. I don't want her looking at me. God, how perverted. I'm trying to take a shower and trying to get a little bit of privacy, and she's coming in. Okay, look, will you stay out of there, man, so he can, like, I just want to get my hairbrush. I know, but, you know, he's, like, nude, and we can't have it anymore.
Well, what's the matter? It didn't used to bother him.
Well, he's older now, all right? We're all older, okay? So just everybody be cool here. She's so perverted. Wants to look at me and everything. No, I don't think so, man. Just get out of there and, okay, now it's your turn. Go in there. Go. I want to get in and just use my toothbrush.
No, you can't.
How come she won't let me go? Well, because you threw her out, man. Now it's her turn, okay? I just want to get my toothbrush.
No, he said that I can't, so he can't,
you know. So, anyway... We moved out to this neck of the woods, man. There's nothing out there. Nothing. I had to call the, and God, you know, I'm a guy, I like to have the newspaper there. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's something about eating a bowl of cereal and reading something. Why do you have to read something when you're eating a bowl of cereal? Even the box. You ever notice that? A grown adult sitting there looking at Captain Decoder Ring, huh? This is pretty good. What is it about eating cereal? I want to just read something here. Can I read? I'll read the back of, like, I'm reading things I would never read. I'm reading my wife's Cosmopolitan. I'm looking at bra ads. I'm looking at Dear Abby. Looking at the back of the box. So I figured a newspaper's at least halfway decent. Well, you would have thought that I was asking for gold bullion. Man, can I get the newspaper out here? And where do you live? Well, I live out, I can't find that on, let me see. And this was a whole thing, man. So we finally got the newspaper delivery. The mail still goes to the bottom of the road. And the cable, forget it. So we went out, we got DirecTV, and we got the satellite. Now, that leaves just one thing. Well, the phone service is okay. We got three lines in the house. One is for the telephone, one is for the fax machine, and there's a third line that we used for the internet. Now, today, my son, God bless him, my second oldest son, who is the computer genius of the family, and I got to hand it to this guy, man. He's like 17. Next year, he'll be going off to college. He's our senior. And for since he was 10, he's been just quietly massaging a relationship with the internet providers.
Hi, my name is Alex, and, I thought maybe one hand washes the other, and...
You know, Emmy's gradually working a relationship with these cats. I had no idea, you know. Email, we get calls at the house.
Hi, this is Bert Cooper. I'm with Internet. Is Alex there?
You mean my 10-year-old?
I don't know. I'm just, there's a gentleman that I...
Yeah, I'll take the call in here.
Oh, yeah, okay, just go in the den, man. So gradually he's working this relationship until suddenly my wife says to me today, she says, there's a guy who's going to be the high-speed internet guy's coming out. I said, are you kidding me? She said, no. I said, when? Today. Today? Yeah. It's something Alex has been, well, how long has he been doing it? Like 4 years. He's been talking to this guy, going to lunch with him, you know, sending him bar mitzvah presents and stuff, you know, working a deal. I said, are you kidding? No. Well, next thing I know, I just got the email tonight. We got DSL at the house. Now, this is no big deal for a lot of you guys that live in cities. Where I live, which is halfway between Pacific Coast Highway, and I got nothing but coyotes. I mean, it's just wild wolves running every day. And then finally, I'll get down to the end of a road, and maybe there's like a stoplight, and okay, here is a city. But to get this is now I'm going to be really fascinated to see exactly how this was put in the house. I'm going to really be fascinated because if you think that the Jack and Jill bathroom caused the fight, I'm going to find out who's got access to what and when. Now, I got a little tiny office that I use, and I made it very clear. You make sure he wires me up, too. I bet you $5 I'm still on a Dixie cup and a string when I'm up there. Anyway, he did it, man. So if we got it, that means the neighbors have got it, so everything's good. Now, my next-door neighbor, this guy had high-speed access for $400 a month. Did you hear about that? Starband? It's got a really slow download and a really fast upload, and it's a load. and I got two satellite dishes in my backyard. You'd swear to God I'm looking for extraterrestrial intelligence with these things. They're just sitting there, ooh. And I told myself, okay, when I get home tonight, man, we're ripping those out of the ground. They're going up on eBay. And he knows what he's doing with that eBay, too. Every time I walk by his room, he's got a brand new computer. Where'd you get that?
On eBay. What I basically did, you see, is that...
Well, I don't even want to know about it, man. He boxes it up. He's making deals. So that's the big news. Thought I'd lay that one on you. Now, coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show in just moments, we'll be talking with Bob Bakey, and we're also going to have R.C. Collins reviewing the massive Star Wars convention over the weekend, and Mavis Leonard will be joining us, and I believe Cowboy Jim is going to make an appearance. All ahead here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I'm going to go out to R.C. Collins, I think, in Canoga Park right now, or I don't know where it is. Is it Chatsworth where he's at, to talk to us a little bit about the Star Wars convention over the weekend. How was it, man? What did you see? What did you do? Tell me about it.
Well, it was pretty neat, Mr. Hendry. And first of all, great show as always.
Thank you.
The massive Star Wars convention over the weekend, George Lucas showed up and he answered a lot of questions. And then he announced that there would be not one, but two Star Wars television shows in the future. And everybody's really looking forward to the Star Wars show.
Okay, now, were there contests and things?
Yeah, there was a contest, the Wookiee Soundalike contest. Then it was an imitation contest, and it was a lot of fun, but it was very competitive, but I won. I did.
You won?
Yes, I did.
You won the Wookiee Soundalike contest.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm interested to know what exactly a Wookiee sounds like. Can you demonstrate?
Sure.
All right, so that was the Wookiee Soundalike there. And boy, oh man, what I'd like to do. Star Wars, huh? When that movie goes away, man, that'll be a beautiful thing. You know the thing about Star Wars, you talk about irrelevant. Oh my God. And by the way, everybody that I talk to now believes that George Lucas is some kind of like a hate-filled Nazi. Because everything he does in his movies have these racial stereotypes that are glaring. Like, for instance, in that last film, he had some Jewish extraterrestrial that had the big hook nose and he was tight and everything. Do you remember that? Yeah, he did. He had some, it was like a space guy or, you know, one of the aliens who was just, well, I think I'm going to go back and count my money or some crap like that. Then Jar Jar Binks, totally, you know, like a total black thing. And then he had these Asians. Remember those Asian ones? They had like the slit eyes and the whole duplicitous attitude and behavior. So he's really, in about 50 years, they're going to realize that next to the Turner Diaries, the Star Wars movies were just the most hate-filled Mein Kampf. We began to formulate our ideas on racial eugenics after seeing the Star Wars trilogy. 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Mavis. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, Mavis.
Sir, Mr. Harry, I'm enjoying your program very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about something that I found in a bowl of chili.
What did you find in the chili, ma'am? You didn't find a finger, did you?
No, I didn't. I did not find a finger, but I did find something in the Wendy's chili. And I'm pretty sure it's like an orangutan, part of an orangutan.
Part of an orangutan?
I believe so.
Are you kidding?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm traumatized by it. And do you know what that lady...
Well, look, the lady that... The Wendy's lady? Is this a bowl of Wendy's chili?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You got a bowl... The lady last week found a finger, and it turned out that maybe she put it in there.
Well, I didn't put this in here. I don't know who put it in, but I want Wendy to investigate.
So this lady found a finger in her chili, and you found an orangutan, part of an orangutan.
Yeah.
What part?
I'm pretty sure it's either the head or the foot, something like that.
What do you mean, either the head or the foot?
Well, I'm simply saying to you that I'm very frightened, and I was wondering if I could contact an attorney or something.
Ma'am, I would if I were you, and I would tell him that, you know, you're going to pay him a lot of money to lose a case. Because if you can prove that an orangutan's head got into your freaking chili...
Well, you don't have to believe me, but I have an experience. Last week, I went over to Taco Bell, and I got a bowl of their menudo, and I found, like, the Pope's hat in that. And
yeah, you found the Pope's hat. Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, you scumbag.
What else, man, are you going to find in your chili? Some guy found skin in an Arby's. Oh, God. Talk about monkey see, monkey do. Don't you guys realize, man, they've dusted the hot seat off for these people? It's over. That lady stuck the finger in there, man. They're going to give her the chair. She's going to the hot place, man. She is on her way to the last mile. And some dude says he found skin? Who are you kidding, man? I found skin in my sandwich. It was a chicken sandwich, man. Maybe it was chicken skin. I mean, that whole thing, that's done, man. That's, forget it. Try something else. Remember back in the good old days when they were spiking the Tylenol? How about that? I'm kidding. And where did she get that freaking finger? Are you trying to tell me that there are no fingerprints on that thing? Come on, man. I got a database in Washington, D.C. They can find out. They know where the Dalai Lama is, man. They've got the fingerprints of the last 100 Chinese emperors. And you can't tell me where that finger's from? Something ain't adding up, man. And I think something smells bad, and I think it's adding up to George Lucas. Police are still baffled by the... Well, get out of here, man. It's got to be some cat's finger. Just look around. Any guy that ain't got a finger. And if she ain't telling, beat it out of her. I'm telling you right now, that's a beating offense. If that finger had wound up in my chili... Now, actually... If she just slipped that finger in there, she must have got it from someplace, but there's got to be a fingerprint. Are you trying to tell me in this day and age where they got a database, they got an arrest record on me from when I was 19 years old at the FBI file in Washington, D.C. There's a mugshot of me, Phil Hendry, as a punk kid, getting busted in Newport Beach, back there in Washington, D.C., my face. I could send away for it if I wanted to. And there's a finger in a bowl of chili, and they don't know from, you know, I'm sorry, it's a mystery. It must be a Robert Stack moment, man. It must be one of them unsolved mysteries. Better get Leonard Nimoy on the case. The finger, which was found in a bowl of Wendy's. I'll know who it is. It's Dave Thomas's finger. That's whose it is. Poor Dave. Boy, the poor guy, man. And, you know, they said that the business up there dropped off 50%. Nobody wants to eat. They're giving away them free swirlies, right, bud?
Yeah, you can only get a free swirly.
Hell, I'd go in and eat there for a free... I wouldn't have the chili. But then chili's one of those things, you know, can I just say something? Chili's a very delicate thing. You know, you don't want to be eating chili just anywhere. First of all, you should never eat any chili that you don't make yourself. Chili should be homemade. Out of the can, you're living dangerous as far as I'm concerned. I still have the memory of a good friend of mine. We were rooming together, I don't know what the hell, man. He went to the store, got a can of chili, halfway through the night. You know, like, what happened? I don't know. It's just the chili. Okay. That's something out of a can. But to go to a fast food joint and get their chili, maybe you're going to want to get the chili at a really good restaurant. First of all, chili is not Mexican. Chili is Texican. That's made in America. So you go to a Mexican restaurant, they don't know from chili, baby. And if they do, I'd be checking for fingers. So I'm going to go to Wendy's and get a bowl of chili. No. Hamburger. There, not even the salad bar. Will you get out of here with that? You know, I really love their lettuce wrap. Huh? All right, Cowboy Jim coming up on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, boys and girls, it's time for Phil Hendry. No, Cowboy Jim. Here he is, Cowboy Jim. Hello, boys and girls. How you doing? It's Cowboy Jim. Yeah. Hey, kids, let me tell you, you know what Cinco de Mayo is? How many of you know what Cinco de Mayo is? Yeah, bull crap. No, you do, huh? Well, let me tell you, kids at home don't know what Cinco de Mayo is. Cinco de Mayo is May the 5th. Now, that was the day, believe it or not, that the Mexican people defeated the French. There was an invading army of French, and they defeated them at the town of Veracruz. Now, the French did eventually take over Mexico for a very short time under Emperor Maximilian. But it was a very proud day for the Mexican people when at Veracruz they were able to defeat a force of Frenchmen and sort of symbolically defeat these foreigners that were invading their country, frogs. You see, Cinco de Mayo, kids, is a very important day in the history of the Mexican people. It's the day they defeated a bunch of frogs. And the day, hold on for a minute. What are you doing? Well, look, boys and girls, welcome to the Cowboy Jim Show, the station manager, Bob Prescott. Hi, boys and girls. Where was it? Well, I'm just telling the kids about Cinco de Mayo. Well, it's taking on a decidedly anti-French flavor. What do you mean you don't know what I mean? Just do it. And now it's time for the Cowboy Jim Show. Today we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Hi, boys and girls, and welcome here to the Cowboy Jim Show. And yep, that's right, it's Cinco de Mayo time. Sorry, kids, I didn't mean to get so political, but it is the day, May the 5th, back in the 1860s, when a band of very brave Mexicans were able to hold off, at least temporary, an invading force of French. And everything... No, kids, you can't tell me... Can't get me away from the mic... We're experiencing technical difficulties, and we'll be right back. I want him out of here. I realize the French premier is here, visiting the country. And now, station manager Bob Prescott filling in for Cowboy Jim. Hi, I'm Bob Prescott, general manager of KKKK. I'm a little bit nervous. KKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKK But on this, the occasion of the visit of the French president to our country, and of course Cinco de Mayo being a celebration of the temporary defeat of the French in Mexico in the 1860s, I didn't want anybody to be offended by that. So instead, an editorial opinion. In the North County, the sewer bond, which I believe is very, very important, is going to be passed. Passed by citizens who are tired of not provided services that they voted for. Now, the sewer bond, in conjunction with another bond issue being floated by Councilman Marty, will mean that we will have sewage and garbage and electrical and utility service to some 300 homes in the North County. We here at KTTT believe that this is a solid step toward the future. I'm Bob Prescott, station manager. This has been an editorial opinion of Bob Prescott, general manager of KTTT.
Hi, boys and girls, it's Cowboy Jim. Cinco de Mayo is when we beat the frogs. Get them out of here.
All right, kids, let's cool it. Who wants to take a whack at the pinata, huh? Who wants to? All right. In honor of Cinco de Mayo, you go right ahead and take a whack at the pinata.
I'll do it.
All right, go right ahead.
No!
That's not the pinata. That's my ball! Preceding was a punchline to get us out of the Cowboy Jim bit. That's great. So now you know that Cinco de Mayo celebrated the defeat temporarily by the great Mexican people of the frogs! And we were able to get out of that bit with a real cheap, cheap joke about Cowboy Jim's thing being a pinata. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Right here it is, man. On the 5th of May in 1862, baby, Mexicans smashed the French and traitor Mexican army of 8,000 at Puebla. Did I say Veracruz, Puebla, baby? That's what Cinco de Mayo is, man. It ain't got nothing to do with anything other than that. They just kicked the French. They kicked the French ass a little bit, but it didn't matter because then the frogs went on and they rolled on and they took over Mexico. But they didn't stay very long. That's why the food there is so very, very good. Now let's get David G. Hall on the line. What's going on, David?
I'm not in any mood. But what did you hear?
Are you talking to me?
No, is Bud there?
Right here. He said. They were laughing about Dr. Laura's picture, and Mr. Henry wanted to know if there was CT.
What's CT?
You freaking squealer.
Don't worry about the retard. I want to know what you said about Dr. Laura's new promo picture.
I didn't say nothing about it, man.
What did you say? Because Bud said you asked if there was CT.
I'm going to kill you, Bud.
Don't start talking about killing anybody. I'm the guy that's going to be killing people.
I didn't see it, man. Somebody said that Dr. Laura's new promo picture was her in a leotard and she's throwing a karate kick.
Yeah?
Well, I just...
And you guys were joking about it, huh?
Yeah, I heard him joking about it and everything.
You dirty little...
Don't worry about him. I'm talking to you right now. Dr. Laura Schlesinger is one of the biggest moneymakers in the history of this business... And we've got a beautiful new promo picture of her throwing a karate kick, wearing a unitard, and you're asking whether there was CT. You know what? I had to fire you for that.
You didn't have to come on the air and say it.
Oh, I didn't have to come on the air and say it? I'm getting hotlined out here by Bud. You know as well as I do there's a red phone between him and me.
Yeah, I sure do.
Anything you say, I want to know about. And then who was it? Was it Harry or Mark who asked, could you see her butt?
Nobody asked that.
Well, it's a very nice picture, and it shows her in her karate form. She does yoga and all that.
Well, that's very nice.
You better believe it. She's a sailor. She does yoga. She smelts iron. She does it all.
She's a very accomplished woman.
Yes, she is an accomplished woman. She's got her black belt in karate. She could rip the throat out of a man at 500 paces, and it doesn't even look like she's moving. You ever seen one of them ninja movies? She could do that.
Don't go overboard, man.
What do you mean, don't go overboard? You know she's got a black belt, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you think that's some kind of chicken stuff? Like maybe she got it at a strip mall?
I don't know, man. I'm just, you know, you're right. You're right. I shouldn't say.
That's right. On top of that, she's training to be a sailor. She wants to... Going to the U.S. Navy. I think she wants to be a nuclear sub-commander or something like that. I don't know what her trouble is. But my job is to go to her show, and I don't want to hear you talking nasty about her in a leotard. Do you understand?
I wasn't talking nasty.
She's going to be posted on all the hot billboards in town. Her with her leg in the air.
That's very nice.
Are you laughing?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he is, Mr. Hall. I saw him smile.
So you're laughing about that, huh?
Well, the way you're describing it.
What?
She's going to be on all the hot billboards in town with her leg in the air.
Yeah. Oh, you filthy-minded perv. So you think it'll be a frontal shot, huh? With her leg up in the air like a Sandy Koufax kick? So all you're looking at is crotch. Is that it?
I didn't say that.
And I had to fire you just on principle alone.
I didn't say that, man. I just said that are you going to see her face?
Well, now, what do you think? Are we going to see her face? If she's in a full karate kick, how are you going to see her face?
So, in other words, you're telling me that the picture of Dr. Laura is just going to be her leg up in the air, just too late, and I can't see her face?
Well, that's what a karate kick is. You can't see the face. All you know is you got kicked, your face got kicked in. The only face you should worry about is your own face, which is flying off your head.
She's doing a vertical split.
Yeah, she's doing a vertical split.
And that's the billboard you picked out.
You criticizing it? Do you know the millions of dollars we spend in this company to market personalities? Oh, excuse me, Mr. Hendry. I guess maybe your billboards weren't good enough, huh?
No, my billboards are fine. I thank you very much for the billboards. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I really am. I wasn't laughing about Dr. Lohr's picture. You know, I honestly, I didn't see it.
Yeah, you didn't see it, but you're asking all about CT, aren't you?
Can we get off that subject, please? I'm sorry I brought it up.
And the line is going to be, you know, you'll see a big vertical split, her leg up in the air, and the line will be, Dr. Laura Show, spread your emotion, weekdays 12 to 3.
That's great, Mr. Hall.
Thank you.
Okay, man, if that's your idea of promotion.
Oh, well, get a load of you. You're Mr. Promotion now? You think you know all about it, huh?
I just don't know whether it's a good idea. If I want to hear about Dr. Laura, maybe I'd like to see her face, you know?
Well, you don't get to see her face. All you get to see is one leg sticking way up in the air and the other one flat on the ground.
Yeah, and you're looking at her leotard.
You're looking at her leotard.
All right, well, good luck to you cats. Although, you know, she doesn't need any promotion, man. She's huge. Everybody knows her show. Everybody knows who she is.
I don't care if everybody knows who she is. That's not enough. I don't want everybody knowing who she is. I want everybody that... I don't care. I just want to put a billboard up. I just want to keep her quiet. And you too.
Hey, for my next billboard campaign...
You're not going to have another billboard campaign.
All right, well, I was just thinking, mate...
She looks a lot like Ralph Macchio.
That's right. She looks like Ralph Macchio.
Okay, great. Good luck. You're a squealing traitor, do you know that?
Mr. Hall told me to call him.
You're a squealing traitor. And you're a liar, too.
How?
That whole CT bullcrap.
Well, who said it then?
Maybe you did. One of these days, bud, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to take that red phone that you have your hand on all the time, waiting to call Mr. Hall with some infraction, and I'm going to wrap that cord around your throat, bud, and they'll find you. They'll find you the next morning dangling from the ceiling by a phone cord.
You'll go to jail for that.
Yeah, you're right. I will go to jail for that. And I'll be happy. I'll be happy there on the last mile, playing my harmonica, waiting for the gas chamber.
You're weird.
Yeah. No weirder than the cat that cooked that billboard campaign, I'll tell you that much. Full frontal vertical split. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yes, sir.
I just found out what CT is. I want you in my office right after you get off the air.
And you won't be there.
That's right. Stay there all night.
All right. Did you tell him that, too?
He wanted to know, so I told him.
I'm going to kill you, man. I'm going to kill you, and I'll be happy. Get out of my sight.
Turd.
1-800-449-8686. That's just great. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Speaking of karate, you know, like I've often said, some people, I think the really bad message was given to women when they were told, not too long ago, you should learn self-defense. And I'll tell you why I think it was a bad message. Karate's fine, and all that stuff is great. And if you're really, if you get into tournament fighting and that, I mean, you learn how to, you know, to use it. Now, there's a very big difference between that and an actual street brawl. Like walking down an alley or whatever, getting accosted or whatever may happen to you out there in the world, your karate may get you killed. Because guaranteed, there's some guys, bad people out there. You whip some of that karate out on them, and all it's going to do is make them really mad. Just this, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're going to get your dojang karate, just whip that, woo, ah, kung fu, and the dude will have your head on a stick. Right? Now, the best thing to do, if you want my honest opinion, this is just, I'm just telling you right now, if you're a woman and you're walking to your car, okay? Take your keys. I've said this before, and this is, you know, just a little. Take your key, the key to your car, and put it between the knuckles of your hand, okay? Now, the minute that anybody grabs you, as soon as you can, you take that and you jam it right into his eye. There you go. That's all you got to do. That and the other thing, don't ever get in a car with a guy, okay? That's just those two things from the Phil Hendry School of Defense. Have the car key as you're walking to your car, sticking out between the knuckles of your hands, and if a guy tries to grab you, don't let go of that key. It's pretty hard to unball a fist if you think about it. Even a woman who's holding a fist with the key sticking out, and you take it, and you stick it right into one of his eyeballs. Now, I guarantee, forget about going for his, you know, genitals. That's another thing that'll get him mad. You whip out that karate and go for the genitals. And would you like a burial at sea, or how do you want this to go? But if you go for an eyeball with that key, or a Bic pen, or anything that you got, just stick it right in that eye, and he will be very preoccupied, okay?
Boy, that's some real high comedy, Phil.
Funnier than that crap about CT, and what I'm going to do to you. We'd like to thank Rudy Canoza, by the way, for being with us. Bob Green joined us tonight, R.C. Collins, Mavis Leonard, Cowboy Jim, and of course, David G. Hall. I are Phil Hendry.
The parts of David G. Hall, Rudy Canoza, Bob Green, R.C. Collins, Mavis Leonard, and Cowboy Jim were played by Mr. Hendry. Mr. Hendry, by the way, knows full well what CT means, and when David Hall gets done with him, there won't be much left of him to stick in a...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.